Hi there, this is Erin Nicole and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all walks of life. I try to bring you a variety of industries to represent how you can empower yourself to find happiness from within. If you struggle with depression or you've got maybe a depressed state but not full-blown diagnosis yet, sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine. In my household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I share music with you guys, and I was doing an errand. I did some rehab walking very slow in nature. It seems to be the only thing to relieve my back pain from this car accident I was involved in. Not my fault. It's been almost a month now, and in pain pretty much all the time except for when I do my sermons and I'm walking slowly. So I encourage you, if you're in pain, to get outside, get in nature, and walk slowly if your doctor says it's all right. I just got some gas in the vehicle, the rental car. It's a really nice car. They let me, they're covering for me to be able to keep it moving while I'm waiting to see a doctor and all that jazz. The Holy Spirit whispered to me, "You ready? You ready to share with them the good news?" And I was like, "Yes, Lord, I can't wait to talk about it." So over the weekend, earlier in the month, at the beginning of the month of July, where the car accident occurred, about an hour away from where a female police officer was killed in a hospital for protecting someone going through a domestic violence situation. It was really sad. She was killed a few days before. They were still organizing her funeral. I had no idea. I looked it up online because I heard about it from the officer that wrote the report up for the car accident. And then the tow truck driver that picked up my vehicle happened to be friends with her in high school. And so I learned about their story and whatnot. And over the weekend, my mom and I called her from across the nation. And I said, "We got to do something for this family, this community. They're devastated. 20 years of service she gave to her community." And the place where I got hit was an hour away, and they were devastated as well. And insurance companies weren't picking up the phone on the weekend because it wasn't, you know, between the hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. when I got hit Monday through Friday. You know, it was on a Saturday. And so I was like, well, I can't do anything about that circumstance, but what can I do? And so we worked on a song together, and I shared it with the tow truck driver, and then he shared it on to the powers that be in the community. I said, share it with anybody you think it might bring some encouragement. And I think just by being myself, being loving, and you choosing to use that time to help bring some healing through the gifts that the Creator has designed in me, he gifted me a revelation of next year, something really neat that's going to happen. And everything that the Holy Spirit has whispered into my heart has come to fruition. And so the topic of this episode is called Road Trip Missions. And I've been practicing it before the car accident. I was actually on my way to do some ministering to the poor, like Mother Teresa did when she walked this earth. And I was going to get in nature, do a little hike, and I had brought extra oranges that my landlord had given us. She likes to give us extra food, and there was no way I could have eaten all this food. It was borderline going to go bad. And so I said, well, who can I find that I could feed? And so that was my intention. And I've been doing that on my weekends, away from my day job, going on little trips wherever the Holy Spirit sends me, preparing, I think, for a life of ministry. He called me into this ministry in 2020, towards the end of the year, while in safe housing, while being forced into homelessness in the middle of the pandemic. And I thought, how neat would that be if he could use me and my gifts and just send me wherever he desires to. And so he told me, "Erin, you're going to have a Road Trip Ministries TV show on ABC. And I was like, wow, that was what he whispered in my heart over the weekend when I experienced a car accident and survived it. She was going maybe 75 to 80 miles an hour, spun me in a full 1.5 revolutions in my car, and I was completely at peace the whole time, right until I stopped, and there just happened to be vehicles that weren't in my lane that were in the other lane, and there was no damage on the, there was no property to run into because there was just grass on the side. He placed me perfectly in the grass, perfectly out of the street, out of the road, out of the highway. It was a miracle. And hardly any bodily damage to my vehicle and to hers. I'm not sure what the damage is to my body yet because our economy is so bad right now that doctor's offices are requiring upfront payments. And even though I'm a W-2 employee, I was new at this job because my previous job was losing contracts left and right and they weren't abiding by the contract that we signed. I've had a conversation with one of their people about it. So I'm believing that they'll correct the wrongs since they're the third largest company in the world. But if not, I married the best. I married the best man in the world. And so I know he's got friends that are looking into it for me. No one takes advantage of a child of the Most High King. And I know my position in this life is to help empower you if you're struggling with depression, to teach you through my own life experiences not to let anybody take advantage of you, especially if you're a woman struggling with depression. So Road Trip Missions is literally what it sounds like. So we're going to start it. I believe he said starting January 1st, we're going to do 12 weekly segments, 1 hour segments. I'm believing when I get reunited with my husband that he's going to help negotiate with the connections that he has. And we're going to do that in the United States to do some missionary work. I'm believing it's going to be just in the United States, but I don't know. We'll go wherever the Holy Spirit sends us. And that was one neat thing that Mother Teresa did. She wasn't afraid to go wherever the Holy Spirit guided her. And she was of the Catholic faith, she sent other nuns directing them. I read her biography from the library. I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing. But in a nutshell, from what I did read, she was extremely connected to the divine and she loved feeding the poor. That's what she was known for. Going out to India was like her main thing. But she sent some of the other nuns that were her, I don't know what you call them, under sisters or whatnot. But she would send many of them to other countries around the world, wherever the Holy Spirit directed them to go. And I believe the Holy Spirit loves our personal interests, right? He loves what we love. And I had shared with my husband before we got married, when I first met him in 2020, he was my hero who kind of took me under his wing when I was in safe housing. And I was in a scary state. Someone had paid a lot of money to the top security man to have me killed, the top security man of President Biden. And he took her money and he tricked her. And then he went over to his mentor, who was the top security guy or one of the top guys of President Trump. And that's the guy who I was protected by. I was protected by the best. The Holy Spirit decided he really loved me. He didn't want me just getting some protection. He wanted me to get the best. So I'm super grateful. And I think that he loves me so much that he also desires for me to be put in the front of the line, to get a lot of attention on me after what I experienced. So much forced fear, torture, in the last 3 years for this contest, this global contest, and a lot of people that are doing evil, nasty things with children in private and profiting a lot. I was their target. They decided I was going to be their target because I was growing too much in the pandemic in 2020, and part of my story is being a survivor of sexual abuse in my childhood. And I did not continue that cycle, and I do not recommend anybody abusing children at all, any kind of abuse or neglect. It's not something that is good. The Father loves us, and the Father desires for us to protect the children of the world. And I'm not sure exactly what the missions will be or where we will go, but I'm sure he'll guide us, and my husband and I will do it together. I'm so excited. So what I would like, I'm still working out the deal with the car accident and whatnot. They're working on my vehicle as quickly as they can. They decided not to total my vehicle. I let them know that advisors in my network, as far as law professionals, recommend $1.23 million a lawsuit. I said, I'm a generous person and I don't think I need that much, but I don't know how bad my back is. I said, I'm willing to negotiate covering all my medical expenses. I'm not interested in getting pain medications. I'm not interested in that. We have addictive personalities that run in our family. My father struggled with pain pill addictions. I'm not interested in that. I would like alternative, natural, like physical therapy, or there's this TENS unit that my husband had from that was covered through the VA. I'm interested in things like that, acupuncture, acupressure, perhaps massage therapy, as long as the vertebrae isn't broken. Whatever doctors recommend outside of the pharmaceutical route. Now, if you desire pharmaceutical for your pain, hey, that's your choice. I'm making the executive decision based on my personal family history. And the road trip missions, I think, is going to start in January because that'll allow me some time to heal. And that'll be something fun for us to get to know people in the U.S., to be able to pray for them, to see really what the needs are in America for citizens all over, to minister to the poor, to check in on those that have maybe experienced domestic violence and they're starting over. Maybe their kids were in a school shooting and they're afraid to let their kids go back to school, but they have to, you know, they're legally obligated to provide them education, but they also have to pay bills, and so they're not able to, you know, maybe homeschool them or send them to a private school, things of that nature. I desire to bless people. I know I was called to be a lender and not a borrower, and people have stolen from a child of the Most High King and profited off of my work for the last 3 years, so I know he's going to repay me times 10 or double or whatever the Holy Spirit decides. We're going to be repaid so that we can, on these road trips, we can bless families by surprise. And I'm very excited for that. So if you have ideas, if you'd like to meet myself and my husband starting January 2024, you can, if you're listening to this, you can share this episode and you can maybe comment what state you live in the United States and let us know. Let us know what's going on in your area. Maybe write a couple sentences if you'd like to publicly announce it and say that you'd love for us to visit and what the needs are in your area. And maybe share it with a friend or family member that you know is struggling, because I'm going to be coming into some money. They've some really rich organizations that tried to have me killed, and I'm still standing. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for President Trump, for his wife, and for them allocating resources by the request of President Biden's security team. I'm grateful for all the security team members that work together, whether they want to or not. That's their job, to protect our borders. And I'm so very excited for things to come in the future. We're less than 80 days away from that meeting to take place with all the presidents, all the first wives. I get to see my mom. She's going to be in the room. Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins, Sage Robbins, his wife, who I've learned a ton from as far as personal development and how to be an effective coach, how to build my mindset. Really great leader in the space. Beyonce, of course, everybody knows her name. And if her husband's available for the meeting, my pastors, Joel and Victoria Osteen, out of Texas, and the U.S. Marine veteran that was a part of the original Move Happy group therapy that I developed in a psychiatric hospital behind double locked doors. There's no way that people could have found out about it, but word spread around the hospital, and I had earned a promotion in less than 12 months that my boss told me no one in 30 years of her working there was ever even interviewed for without a license in therapy. And I not only was interviewed, I was given, I earned the promotion because that wasn't the only therapy program I developed. I developed 5, 3 group and 2 one-on-one. She let me be creative and I had an incredible team that helped provide me a safe space to grieve the loss of my father because he had died my 3rd day working with patients. And so I chose to not just be mopey. I chose to not take a bunch of time off of work. I chose to show up to work every single day and I gave my best. And it's paying off. People have tried their best to ruin my reputation, say all kinds of bad things about me because this contest, this global mental health ambassador contest, I found out I was in the running in 2020, but the Lord told me that it was mine in 2018 before I even knew there was a contest. I've just been obedient and he's revealed things to me in his perfect timing and I can't wait because we're all of us top level leaders are going to sign a contract and we're going to take a photo for all of our social media. So when you see that photo, you're going to know that the contract has been signed and things are going to start moving in our direction. So we'd love to hear from you, especially if you're in the United States or United States owned territory. We'd love to go to all the areas of the United States because there's many states I've never been to because I've been a hardworking middle class woman and it's challenging to spend money on ourselves sometimes. So I'm excited to be able to travel and for it to be a full 100% tax write-off because we're giving a service to the United States and for it to actually be paid to our ministry for bringing hope back to America. Let's make America great again. I can't wait for Trump to get back in office. You know who I'm voting for, and you get to choose who you vote for. I know who chose to protect me, and I know who chose to try and damage my reputation for the last 3 years and steal from me. I know. We all made choices, and I choose to forgive those that have stolen from me. I choose to love them as Jesus would love them and to demonstrate publicly that we can bring unity back to America. Our security teams, they're going to get paid so much money in my lifetime. And first responders and veterans that have been working your tail off and not being respected, we're going to be shifting that. We're going to be changing that. I can't wait. I can't wait for the meetings to take place. I can't wait to meet all of the presidents of America. And the first wives. And I can't wait for my mom. Oh my gosh, she's gonna be so flippin' excited. She's a huge Trump fan. She wouldn't tell anybody out loud, but I'm going to spill the tea. And I imagine she loves Mrs. Trump as well because she's a smart lady. She's an extremely spiritually sound lady. And she don't let nothing get past her. And when I told her that Trump's team protected me, She had some fear in her eyes for a second. I said, Mom, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I picked the best team to marry into. Oh, I can't wait to see my husband. I can't wait. It's been over a year. So if you desire to know this father that I know, this father of all of us in heaven, and have a personal relationship with him where you can call on him, you can reach out to him in the good times, in the otherwise times, in the everyday times, on the toilet times, whenever times, he desires to have a relationship with you. It's free. Nobody can sell it to you. You can't earn it. You do have to speak it out loud, though. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in you. Father, I know that I'm a sinner in need of your forgiveness. I ask you to forgive me, to come into my heart and never, never, ever leave my side. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. We want to encourage you, if this is brand new for you, to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. And share this episode if it's done something for you. Share it with your community members. Share it on social media. And let us know that you want us, if you're interested, for my husband and I to come visit you in your church body. We'd love to start setting up the interest list so we can start organizing when and where we will go. And I will have my husband and the security teams be in charge of that to make sure that myself as an asset to our nation, that we are heavily protected, and that we go to the, probably, I imagine, the greatest needs areas first. All right. Love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.